On the line now, I have Sinn Féin councillor Micheál McDonagh. Good morning, Micheál.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for taking the call. Now, we're going to talk about something quite serious. There was a recent fire in the basement of an apartment block in Clare Village, Malahide. And I believe the smoke got into the apartments above it. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. The fire happened on the 20th of March, Saturday, in the evening, early evening. It started in the car park, in the basement car park, underground car park. And the smoke travelled up the building. Now, certain, you know, but part of the design is that there's vents there and the smoke escapes. But a lot of smoke did enter the apartments. There was scorch damage. And, of course, the fact that access was gained to the underground car park, it seems that domestic rubbish and other rubbish left there was set alight, and that this was what caused the fire. So this, you know, has provoked a lot of concern about fire safety.
So it's more or less two things. It's the way people were able to access the car park and start the fire, and also the safety. The smoke was able to get in to the apartment block, and so the insulation is missing there, is it, or what's the story?
Well, this is an issue. I wrote to the Chief Fire Officer, Dennis Keeley, last week, and I got a reply there on the 25th of March. And in fairness to him, he sent a very comprehensive reply and a number of actions, which I can mention, which the management company of Clare Village now have to take to ensure fire safety. Now, one of the things I have gone back to him about is this issue of fire sealing and so on, and the entry of smoke into the apartment. So that is a concern. There's also a concern, as I said there, about security. This is no ordinary underground car park. It's a very large, you're talking about hundreds of spaces, and the block that over it, the Quilty, happens to be the one that's just over that car park, and obviously that's a problem then for the residents. I believe that for such a huge underground car park, it needs better security, it needs staffing. I just think that for something like that, where the gate, given the number of people coming and going, the gate is obviously opening and closing very often, so it's very easy for people to gain access to it. So I think security is very important there. Obviously the issue of dumping has to be addressed, because that the material was there when the vandals, as it seemed, went in and set a light to it. And it was the quick action of residents who started to put out the fire, and then the fire brigade which put the fire out. Thankfully, nobody was injured, although some people, you know, they did suffer a bit from smoke inhalation.
Yeah, this is very, very serious. And I believe the fire took hold very quickly, and the flames were quite high.
They were, yeah. They went up to the balcony above the underground car park, and there was scorch damage on balconies, and even there were signs even of smoke on at the doors. So it was extremely worrying and concerning for the residents. It did happen previously, and the fire chief said that there were measures taken at the time. So, as I said, he has come back to me, and he has looked at and he has identified a range of actions that the management company need to put in place: a full inspection of the fire detection and alarm system, lobbies to be checked for functionality, that's the smoke shaft, no storage to be permitted within the smoke shaft, the fire extinguishers be serviced and checked. And he also set out the duties of the management company under the legislation, the Fire Services Act 81 and the Licensing of Indoor Events Act 2003. So there's a range of things that they need to do to set out there. Now, I understand that I visited the apartment with my colleague, Councillor Larry O'Toole, the day after the fire, and we spoke to quite a number of residents. I understand since that the management company has been in, a number of actions have been taken, which is welcome. So I'll be keeping in touch with the residents and with the Chief Fire Officer to ensure that all the concerns are met and all the actions that need to be taken are put in place.
Yeah, Priory Hall springs to mind here.
Yes, well, I mean, everybody in our area is very, very conscious of what happened there in Priory Hall. Now, there's no suggestion that the extent of poor building and so on, and poor fire safety that we saw in Priory Hall, there's no suggestion that it's there to that extent in Clare Village at all. However, as we said at the time last week, there were issues of concern, and they have to be addressed for the safety of all the residents.
Yeah, and Clare Village, is that up near Clare Hall, Belmain? Is that that area?
Yeah, it's on the Malahide Road. If you're travelling from the city centre, it's on the right directly before you come to the Clare Hall Shopping Centre. In fact, it shares a small entrance roundabout with Clare Hall Shopping Centre.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of huge apartment blocks around that area.
It is. It's a dense apartments complex there. And in fact, there are plans for further apartments in that area, in the vicinity. So the issue of car parking is a big one. And it's something that other councillors and myself have encountered. Underground car parks, I believe, in suburban areas are a problem. You know, they do require a lot of security. They're prone to antisocial behaviour. And I know in other areas in our constituency here, there are people who are reluctant to use the underground car park, and they will park out on the road or the street because they don't feel safe, particularly women at night, don't feel safe in underground car parks. So it is a major problem. And I mean, I would certainly always, in planning where apartments are being developed, if underground car parks can be avoided, well, then they really should be.
Yeah. The amount of homes that are actually being built in that area, Belmain, Clare Hall, all around that area, and the amount of cars, like each home is going to have at least one car. Is this going to lead to huge traffic congestion?
Yeah, well, we need the homes. That's it. I mean, that's the first priority. So yeah. It's a matter then of good planning, and traffic management has to be a big part of that. And also public transport. We have to see an improvement in public transport to try to get people out of cars, so that we have a freer traffic management, also use of bikes, and better facilities for cyclists and pedestrians. There is a plan for better cycling across the north side of the city. Unfortunately, it's very slow in coming into operation. The one on the Malahide Road, where Clare Village is dependent on the new bus system. So again, that's taking time. But in terms of planning, absolutely traffic needs to be factored in very prominently in planning for housing. And of course, where apartments are involved, fire safety is absolutely a huge priority and has to be.
Now, I got away from the subject now because I was asked to ask you this. And in Belmain in particular, there was problems with pyrite. And some people had pyrite, but it wasn't serious enough to get funding to fix it or help fix it, you know. And some people tried to sell their houses and they couldn't. Have you heard anything? This has gone back a while now. Is it still going on, Micheál, or what's the story?
Yeah, well, there was remediation done there in Clongriffin on pyrite, homes affected by pyrite. And there have been instances in different places. One of the problems is what's called latent defects. And this is not just about pyrite. This is a wider problem. This is where we have apartments, and it's usually apartments that were built during the Celtic Tiger, where there are now problems. I know of another complex in the area, and, you know, there are fire safety issues. Now, they're not life-threatening as such. They're a threat to the property of the people there, the homes of the people. And they are now faced with major bills to remedy those. I've been working with colleague Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson for housing. This is something he's been working on with people all around the country, where we have legacy defects from, you know, bad construction during the Celtic Tiger era. And unfortunately, there is no government scheme to help these people. In most cases, what has to happen is that the management company sources a contractor to assess the work, and then each apartment owner is faced with a hefty bill. So we have called for government action on this, and especially accountability of developers and builders, because what has happened is, of course, they set up a company to develop, say, one block of apartments. When that's developed, the company is gone and never heard of again. And of course, you have companies within companies, and very, very difficult for anybody to pursue them if it is judged that there is negligence.
Yeah.
So that this is a wider problem, and I think we're going to hear more of it.
Yeah. And the people involved, like, there are people that are involved here in homes, and it's very stressful for these.
Well, absolutely, yeah, of course. I mean, people out of the blue are being faced with big bills, and in difficult times it's even worse. But, you know, it's part of the overall housing scene. It's not straightforward, but we do need a concerted government approach.
Okay, Michal, listen, once again, thank you very much for taking the call. I did drift away there from the original conversation. So do you reckon that these problems in Clare Village, they will be sorted because of the reply you got from the...
Well, I hope so. As I said, I want to commend the residents there because they've been very proactive. So I'll continue to work with them and the Chief Fire Officer as well to ensure that we have the measures that need to be taken as well, and that they're put in place in due time.
Yeah, well, listen, thanks very much for taking the call and bringing this to our attention. And it's nice to know that yourself and your colleagues are involved with the community up there. So thank you. Bye.